We Have a Ways to Go by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
You ever forget anything?
No.
No. You died and gone to heaven?
I lied. He's young.
We laugh, but it's so true. When we get to heaven, things are going to be different, aren't they? What a glory it will be to be with the Lord. But you know what? You already have God living in you. You see, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes to dwell inside of you when you receive Christ as your Savior. He's there to help you, to guide you, to learn to listen to. That's one of the things we have a hard time doing, isn't it? Listening to what God tells us to do. We have a struggle going on inside. Part of us wants to do things that are not good for us. But praise God, we have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of us to prompt us, to help us, to guide us, to empower us, so that we can be used by God. Imagine that. Those that used to be those who were contrary to God's way of thinking and doing things are now in line with God. We have the Holy Spirit of God. We have the Word of God, which both those always agree. And by the way, you know it's another spirit telling you something if it's contrary to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, it's another spirit, because there's a different spirit in the world too, besides the Holy Spirit of God. The spirit of Antichrist will guide us in the wrong way. We read about those things in Scripture. We understand those things when God begins to work on our lives, and after we've trusted the Lord, our lives become changed. We're different people, we say, than what we used to be. That's a good thing. That's positive for us to have changed. If we haven't changed, we better check on our salvation and make sure that we really are saved, that we do know the Lord as our Savior, because if the Spirit of God is living in you, and if you believe the Word and you've trusted Christ, you ought to be being more and more like Christ Himself every day. But that's a process. God is working on me. He's working on you. And I'm so glad that we have those helps in our world today. Aren't you? I mean, without the Spirit of God with us, we couldn't do the work that we needed to do. And there's so much that needs to be done. So much confusion about the work of the Holy Spirit of God in the world. But He is about His business. He's here in the absence of Christ. Jesus Himself said, "If I go to the Father, I'll send the Comforter," which we know is the Holy Spirit of God. He'll come and be with us and help us. He'll guide us. He'll use us for the glory of God. And I'm thankful every day. I never know what's going to happen in my day. You know, you ever have plans, things all planned out, what you're going to do? I have some general plans, and then God has the perfect plan. As sure as I plan something, it gets changed. Wonder how that works. God knows what's best. You and I don't actually know what's best for us. But God does. And God will guide us and help us if we learn to listen to Him. In the Old Testament, he called that still, small voice. Sometimes, though, God speaks very powerfully and strongly to us. And we know for certain that God is there. God is speaking to our hearts. God is guiding us through the day. And that becomes evident many times after the fact, because he will set in their hearts a strong feeling to do this or not do that. God does that. He goes behind us and shows us the way. He teaches us God's way. Be more in tune to him. Learn to listen and learn to do what is he wants you to do. I'm so glad we have the Spirit of God in us, aren't you? He's there to encourage us, to guide us, and to keep us, most importantly today, from fear. You know, because fear can easily creep in. You know, when I look at our world and the situation we're in, I think, oh my Lord, I'm glad you're in charge. I'm glad you're in charge. Because I would probably do things differently. I wouldn't have near as much patience as you have. Thinking about that, I thought this week, God, you've got a lot more patience than I do. Lord, teach me how to be patient, to wait on you, to trust you, to let you work through my life and in my life to make me the person you want me to be. And all of us have a ways to go, don't we? God, the good news is, though, God is not finished with us yet.
Amen.
He's begun a good work in us, but one day he's going to complete it. And praise God, in the meantime, we have the Holy Spirit of God and his word to guide us and help us through this life. And so I'm certainly thankful for those things. And I'm not near as fearful as I used to be. I'm learning to trust God, that God is in charge, that God knows what's going on, that God is going to make things right one day. And we can trust him. Because we know he makes no mistakes. God's always right, never early, never late, always on time. How about you? Never late, never early, always on time? That's not me.
I'd rather be early than late.
Yeah. They taught me when I was in school, if you're not there at least 10 minutes ahead of time, you're late. I thought, okay, I better make sure I start early. So I'm there on time. One person said, this is God's time. And that's right. It is God's time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is God's time. And we need to make a place in our life for God. Say, Lord, you've got this time. We give time to everything else under the sun. It's time we give time to God. And say, God, this is your time. Everything else can pass away. I want to concentrate on you. You know, I think if we do that every day, it'll make a difference in our life. The Lord will shape us by using the Spirit of God to teach us the way we ought to go. Now, they had a problem at Corinth. The problem was this. Sometimes they had misinformation. They didn't realize all the benefits they had. One of the great benefits is they had the Spirit of God with them to guide them and help them and teach them. I don't know God's ways completely. And by the way, if somebody knows God's ways completely, you better be checking up on them. Because I think we've all got our ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
We all are short of what God wants us to be.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful that God is patient with me. Much more patient than I would be with people. I want people to change right now. How about you? I want them to turn around and do the right thing. I can't prompt them to do that. And by the way, if I could lead somebody to Christ, they'd just be my convert, not the Lord's. And if they're my convert, they wouldn't be much of a Christian, would they? They got to be Christ's convert. Christ has to come into their life. He has to make the difference. And he will, if we let him in. But you know what? Somebody said the Lord is a perfect gentleman. He won't barge right in. He won't force the door open. He wants you to open the door to him. And kindly invite him in. If you invite him in, he'll come in. And you'll have the greatest time from there on forth. Praise God. God is with us. So Paul reminds the believers at Corinth, he says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Now, that's important. People in that day reverenced the temples. They put a lot of effort into their temples. They had some magnificent temples in old Greece. Temples that were magnificent. Then, as magnificent as it was, the temple that was later built at Jerusalem for God was not nearly as big as that which built for Diana, for example. One of the goddesses they worshipped was not nearly as big and magnificent as many of the other structures around, but God stooped to dwell there for a while. The sad thing is, God's people neglected his temple. They rejected God's leadership. They wouldn't listen to him and do what he told them to do. And God had to discipline them by destroying the temple. Remember what Jesus said about that? Jesus looked on the temple and said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. Talking about his own person. And he did. On Easter Sunday, didn't it? And it rose again, victorious. But the temple was important to those people. The Jewish temple in particular had to be searched out and cleaned thoroughly. You don't want any defilement inside the temple. God was trying to teach them a lesson. We are the temple of God. If God dwells in me and you, we've got to keep the temple clean. Amen? What will make our temple unclean? There's a little three-letter word. S-I-N. Sin. And what's at the middle of that word? I. When I get in charge and I'm in control, I've got a problem. When I do things my way, that's against God's way. I've got to follow God. I've got to serve God. I've got to put God first in my life. Jesus wants us to put him first. Put him first in your life. He wants that from me. He wants that from you. He wants that from all people. Do you realize you're the temple of God? If we just think about that during the day, it'd probably change some of the things we do. Wouldn't it? I don't want God here. I don't want God there. I want my life to be such that God can be associated with me, that God can be in his temple. And when I think about those things, I think, God, work on me. Help me to see the things that I need to change. Help me to change. Because I can't do it on my own. I need you. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your power to do that. Work on me. Transform me. Change me into the person you want me to be. Here's the reason. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Wow. Wow. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. I'm glad God has forgiveness for us when we fall short, aren't you? Every day we need His forgiveness. Every day we need His cleansing. Thank God, if we confess our sins, He's there to provide that forgiveness, that cleansing of sin that we need in our lives. God loves us. God cares for us. God wants what's best for us. God wants us to honor Him with holy lives so that He can have fellowship and rejoice in us. You realize God rejoices over us as much as He does, as we do over little children? I love little children. Love kids. Wow. I think I'm recommending becoming a grandparent. There's something like a little child that'll melt your heart. And you know what? We're like little children to God. He cares for us. He wants what's best for us. And so He shows us the right way. He helps us to go in the right way. All we've got to do is yield. Say, yes, God, yes, I'll do what it is you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be where you want me to be. I'll learn to listen to you. But people, we live in a world that doesn't want to listen. I know what I want to do. Is it the right thing? Is it the right thing? We got to train our minds so they think on the good things, the right things, the proper things. Because we get bombarded with enough of the bad things, don't we? Every day it comes in the airwaves. Every day our visuals are attracted to what the world says. Oh, listen to what God is saying. Listen to His Word. Receive it. Believe it. Practice it. Then you'll be blessed. Because God will be with you to help you become all that He would have you to be. Oh, He's not finished with you. He's just started. He's just started on that work, that process of making you into that glorious person that will be with Him for eternity. Thank God we have a Savior and Lord that watches over us. We have a Savior and Lord we can go to. That's what we ought to do when we have trouble. Look up, not in. Look out to the Lord. Trust Him. Rely upon Him. Look in His Word. He will show us the way. Learn to listen to that still small voice of the Holy Spirit of God as He speaks to you every day. Let Him guide you and teach you. Paul said, let no man deceive you, or deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Now that almost sounds like double talk, doesn't it? But what the Lord is trying to teach us is that we have a responsibility to be alert, to be aware. things are going on that not to be going on. But God has a plan for us. But if we look to the ways of the world, we'll get ourselves in trouble. Look to God. Look to the true source of wisdom and power. In fact, in the book of James, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all men liberally. Yes, God will give wisdom, understanding, and truth to those that seek it. So often, though, we listen to the ways of the world. Tune those things out and listen to God. Listen to His Word. Listen to the Spirit of God who guides us in those ways. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He maketh the wise in their own craftiness. You know, some people think that they're pretty slick. But they understand. They don't know diddly compared to God. They don't know diddly. That's what they used to tell them. You don't know diddly, boy. But if you know God, and you ask for wisdom, and He gives that wisdom to you, you can be a blessing to others in their lives. I pray that God will help us to learn that His Spirit is the one to listen to and not the spirit of this world. Because this world will lead you into darkness and trouble. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. You know, we have access to everything we need. Why? Because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Because we have the Holy Spirit on our side to guide us and keep us. Because we have the Father in heaven who looks over us all. Yeah, we have all of those blessings available to us. May we look up to God. May we trust God. Rely upon Him each and every day because He knows exactly what you and I need. Don't look to men. Paul concludes this chapter saying, who is Apollos? Who's Cephas? Who's all these individuals? They're just men that God has used and will use. By the way, he says, you're Christ. Christ is God. We're God's children. We're His. He wants what's best for us. Don't you want what's best for your children and your children's children? Yeah, you do. You want what's best for them. You know who knows what's best for them? God. You know who can supply what's best for them? God. So look to God. Trust God. Rely upon God every day. Not men. Men will fail you. Jesus never fails. Never fails. Trust God. Faithful every day of your life. And so when the end of this life comes, you can simply look up and say, Lord, into your hands I commit my spirit. And go gracefully to Him. Because He will keep you through thick and thin. Thank the Lord. God's in charge, not me. God's the one to look to. He's the one to trust in. Rely upon Him each day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful we have the Spirit of God to live inside us, to help us, to show us the way. Lord, we pray that you would help us to make a difference in our world. Might something we say encourage and excite the hearts of your people, Lord, to be true and faithful every day, to say no to wrong and the world, and say yes to you. Help us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.